It's the CRM Success Secrets Podcast about productivity with a twist. Hi there, my name is Mary Sue Dayhill, your host. This podcast is for business coaches and consultants tired of working nights and weekends. They are looking for strategies and proven tactics to streamline their business using a CRM and automation. Let's get to it. Hey there, fabulous listeners. Welcome back to CRM Success Secrets, the podcast where we dive deep into the heart of customer relationship management. I'm your host, Mary Sue Dayhill, ready to guide you through another enlightening topic. Today, we're wrapping up our series, Mastering Client Onboarding, a five-step guide. With a super important episode, we're going to talk about the common customer onboarding mistakes and how to avoid them. So let's dive in to those top mistakes you definitely want to steer clear of. Mistake number one is no formal onboarding. Now, I hope after listening to the four prior episodes, this is not you and you understand why it's important to have onboarding. But if you don't, not having onboarding is like going on a cross-country trip without GPS or a map. Maybe in college, this was fun, but when you just paid a bunch of money for something, that is not fun. And you don't want to do it. So the fix is listening to those prior episodes in the series and defining your onboarding journey. Start somewhere and build it out. You at least want to have a welcome email that sets some of the expectations. So listen to the four episodes before this. It'll give you some ideas. Mistake number two is inconsistent messaging during your onboarding. That seems kind of strange because the onboarding, you know, feels short, but this does happen. When you're rolling out your onboarding content, emails, tutorials, you name it, consistency is king here because, again, you are introducing your new client to your business, again, your brand, the transformation you're delivering, and your values even. So any mixed messages here can be really confusing and can alienate your customers. So you want to ensure that messaging is very crystal clear and uniform across channels. So periodically, it's a good idea either for you or a team member to go back through your onboarding content with kind of a newbie eye and make sure that it's all consistent. So, if you're especially if you're working with a team, make sure everyone is singing the same tune as well if they're the ones communicating with your new clients. Mistake number three is making it too complex. So we have those people that maybe don't have any formal onboarding is kind of one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is making it too complex. I'm probably that person. So remember the KISS principle, keep it simple, sista, applies here too. So the onboarding process should be as streamlined as possible for your customers. Every step from signing up to completing surveys should be a breeze. And on your end, you want to leverage automation and consider, you know, outsourcing if you need it to lighten the load a little bit. But I just want to reiterate here, you want to ensure that your customer has the right amount of communication. The most critical piece here is the gap between when they pay and when they really get started with your program. If there's a small gap, you don't need a ton of onboarding activity. If there's a gap of a couple weeks to a month, like if you have a launch event and your program doesn't start for a month, you do want something happening in that month because your onboarding helps avoid the issue of buyer's remorse. So just think about it that way and make sure if you're doing a lot of activity in the background that you're doing some sort of communication with your client. So your onboarding can be simple if you're doing communication with them. You just don't want to go from talking to them a lot during the sales process to zero after they buy until they start working with you again. So look at your process and take a look at the episode. Let me go back and look. It's episode 2, Mapping the Path, Crafting Your Onboarding Journey. That one really talks about the journey and will address, you know, making it too complex. All right. Mistake number 4 is saying onboarding is over too soon. So onboarding doesn't wrap up after 30 days. Sure, by then, and we're talking about a lot of times for coaches and consultants that have a program of some kind. So most of my clients have a program that's 6 to 12 months. Many, many of them have a structured learning process where there's content being delivered over that time. It doesn't mean that everyone's going through the exact same content, but they have kind of a content library that their clients go through, or yeah, a library, we'll say. But you want to ensure that your client actually knows their way around your offerings and can navigate and get to the material. So yes, they're doing coaching with you, but they can also really leverage the other bonus material that you make available to them, so that that conversation keeps going, that they're really leveraging all of the really cool stuff that you have available to them, because that's kind of your differentiator. It's your coaching plus whatever other content you're making available, and maybe also the way that you engage with them and your community. So the other thing to understand is that the rule of 3 with onboarding: 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. So 3 days is generally when people feel the most buyer's remorse. So within those first 3 days. So that's where that welcome email is really important. You want to ensure they feel welcomed, they understand the path forward. So looking back at the prior episodes, sending the welcome email is definitely key within the first 3 days, providing them the onboarding guide so they know what's coming, what is the roadmap. First 3 days, make them feel like they understand what they purchased again, what they're going to get, and excited about the transformation that's coming. That's 3 days. 3 weeks. So again, this is, you know, when do they really start working with you? Hopefully it's within the first 3 days, but a lot of times it may not be. The first big interaction may not be within the first 3 weeks. So this is where that first little project or task comes into play. Maybe that this is where they're doing their, you know, deeper dive lifestyle intake. They're doing your first task project. They're watching some foundational material. The 3 weeks, you know, getting them to really understand how to take advantage of all of the cool stuff that you have available. And then the 3 months. This is where you have already started working with them. You have laid the foundation of how to work with you, and you've provided them additional tools to make sure that they are clear on how to use them, but you have also checked in with how they're doing. Are they able to access the material that you've provided? The KPIs will help here, you know, because you know your best clients always do A, B, and C. So ask your new clients, have they done A, B, and C? If they're not doing those things, go back and make sure that they're either doing them, understand why they're not, maybe something's broken in your onboarding. So again, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. Good rule of thumb for your onboarding process. And there it is. Now, the colossal mistake is launching a new product without an onboarding plan. So again, that goes back to that first mistake of not having a formal onboarding process. But when you launch something new, you know, we're all focused on the new thing. So just be prepared with when you're launching a new product that you also consider your onboarding, because you don't want your new clients and a brand new product that you're all excited about to start something and then be kind of not excited because the onboarding itself kind of is unexciting, uninspired. So, want to dive deeper into crafting an unbeatable customer onboarding plan? You are welcome to schedule a call with me at worksmarterdigital.com. Strategy. You can find that on my website. I'm happy to talk with you through that. This journey might be wrapping up, but your adventure in elevating customer satisfaction and retention is just beginning. Remember, a well-executed onboarding plan isn't just good for your customers. It's a powerhouse for your long-term sales and brand loyalty. So thanks for joining me on this series, Mastering Client Onboarding. I've loved every minute and hope you have too. Don't forget to subscribe to CRM Success Secrets for more insider tips and tricks. And until next time, keep those communications open, understand your customers, and make every onboarding experience stellar. Bye for now. Are your business systems a hot mess? Take the System Scorecard Quiz at www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. You will receive proven strategies to leverage technology in your business. And when you schedule a systems strategy session with me, I will personally provide you customized recommendations for your business. So again, that is www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CRM Success Secrets podcast. Cheers to you, and I hope that your systems are successful.